Mavrings has meaning to wear begadim levanim, which are nikiim, dugma to the malachi asharis. That's why married men wear a kittel. It's white and clean. It's also begging mesim. I saw Rav Moshe, so brought down. So I was writing about personal on Hoggis Day, so Rav Moshe. So I was just looking at it last night. He said Rav Moshe's kittel was mamas like the chrichen, where it's like, is that the, you put it on, like when we have a kittel, you have to pull it over the head, like a gown, sort of. And mamas big day mason. Why that's it, what they used to bury him in.
It. Why is it only a burial?
Why is it only? Not sure. There is actually a need in if a Shana Rishayna does wears a kittel or not. There are those that say that Shana Rishayna does not wear. Rav Shik says he couldn't find any makar that he should not have to wear. So then he says, but maybe it's because since you're younger than 20, oh, so maybe this will answer Ross, right? He says, since it's before 20, and before 20, Bez Shomala is not manish, so therefore you don't need the kittel to get you scared. So the assumption is that by 20 you're married. But then that doesn't work with us. So there's another reason that since it's like big day mason, so it makes a person sad. First year you're married, you have to see my chesishtai. I hear, I'm not sure. There's a question about the oval. If the oval wears a kittel. Okay, then it comes to talus, also those that wear talus. So we wear talus lo Yom Kippur. One should be careful to put on the talus before Shkia, probably before Shkia, in order to be able to make the bracha. This is machlekes. If you put it on afterwards, you make a bracha or not. And the Mishbru's mashma that if you put it on after Shkia, this is mashma from the Magen Avraham that then sure, if it's after man shemashes, then one should not make a bracha. So therefore, the best thing is to be careful to put it on before shkia. Okay. The Mishnah brings down many that women don't wear jewelry, or especially jewelry that's made of gold, because it's mekatrek, or because it's the emes yom hadin. Question is, men also who have gold watches or things like that. I think the meaning is that for women, not sure why. Even though Farkat, the women should not need to. Kivegatain is that the women shouldn't have this meaning because they were Nichshon Negel. So there's no kitrug on them. There's a meaning to give brachas to the children on Erev Yom Kippur, even those that don't give brachas Lel Shabbos, but Erev Yom Kippur they give brachas, and there's a special beautiful bracha that's brought down in the Chayodim that many fathers use to give to their children. It's printed in many of the Machzorim. It's a mini also brought down in the Chayodim.
Which brachas?
What?
Which brachas?
It's a whole nusach there. But they should be tzaddikim and all the parnasa and everything.
It's not the normal brachas, right?
Friday, you just say three psukim. You say that also. But there's a longer nusach that they say. Okay, then we have Kol Nidre. So Kol Nidre, the Mishmur brings down that the Kal should say with the shots quietly. You say with the shots quietly. In some places, I think by the Sephardim, everyone says it out loud. But over here, the meaning is that the Kal says it quietly with the Chazan. Chazan himself raises his voice each time, louder and louder. Okay, Tafresh Yad Aleph. So So the Bechava begins at Yom Kippur, Leilai Ki Yom El Chodav. I mean, even though by other Tanesim, we don't start fasting until the morning, but when it comes to Yom Kippur, the night is the same as during the day. For what dinim? For everything that's asa on Yom Kippur. Malacha, Achila. Now, Malacha means just like Shabbos, just like Shabbos. Whatever's asa on Shabbos is asa on Yom Kippur. There's no heterim of Echol Nefesh and those types of heterim that you have on Yontif. On Yom Kippur, it's all asa. Achila, eating, drinking, bathing, anointing, wearing leather shoes, Tashem Shemita. The Chiyuv Karis is only for Malacha and Achila and Shasiya. But this is what's known as the five Inuyim. The five Inuyim is Achila Shasiya, Achitza, Sicha, Nil, Sandon, Tashem Shemita. Now, there is a discussion in the Gemara if it's all the Raisa or some of the Raisa or the Rabbanim, but that's with us. Let's go through some of these. The share of Achila over here by Yom Kippur is Kichoseves, like a dried fig. Because the Gemara says, because that's what Chazal and Meshayer brings Yisuvi Daita. A person feels Yishuv Adas with that. Yishuv me, even though normally, like Rashi speaks that, even though all of we find that the share is Achila or by mitzvahs is a Kizayas, but that's when it's a din in Achila. But over here, where it's a din in Inoy, and Inoy, so for that, the share is Kechoseves, which is more than one Kezayis, a little more than a Kezayis. If you have a Chayla, Chayla Sheish Besakana, so obviously Chayla Sheish Besakana doesn't have to fast. But many times there are situations where you have a Chayla Sheim Besakana. He's not in a Sakana. So he's able to fast, but what could happen is that by fasting he might come to be a sakana. He might become a sakana. So here we have something interesting. Midaraisa, the shares kechoseves, midrabanan, even less than the shares asa. Why? Because you might come to drink the share. So Chazal asa is even less than the share. When it comes to a chayla she'im by sakana, where there's a chance that he might have to break his fast, which maybe being a chayla she'im by sakana will lead into to chayla she'ish by sakana. Right? Usually we speak to a doctor. The doctor will tell us if this person is safe for this person to fast or not safe. But a lot of times what we'll do is we'll tell him to start off the fast drinking less than the share, or maybe start from the morning drinking less than the share. So what he does is he has these 1 ounce cups, which are less than the share, and he'll drink 1 ounce every 9 minutes. He'll start off every 9 minutes because the share can dechilis prat. Within how much time are we mitzaret? Do we join together what he's drinking? So it's the share chidei achilas pras, which there's a machlekes how much that is, ranging between 2 minutes and 9 minutes. So we'll start off with 9 minutes, and we'll go down to, if we have to, we'll go down to 6 minutes, go down to 3.4 minutes, we'll go down to 2 minutes if we need to, depending on the person's situation. But the idea over here is that we're giving him the option of drinking, and sometimes for some people they need to eat also. To eat less than the shear, spread apart in order that spread apart so it won't be starved to each other, and by doing that, they'll be able to prevent themselves from having to break the fast. They won't have to break the fast. Now, if let's say I have less than the shear and I'm drinking something which is not right to be drinking. Right, I have a very, Chassam Sef talks about a black coffee, so either his black coffee was much stronger than ours, or he felt our black coffees are also not right to be drinking as black coffee, Or another practical example is, let's say, take three tea bags and I soak it in a cup of hot water. It comes out pretty strong. Why am I mentioning this? Because if you have less than the shear and also something which is not right to be drinking, then it's a machlek as if it's even asa or not. Machlek is nicer with machmer. We're not going to tell you to drink strong tea scents throughout the Yom Kippur. But there are sometimes people have to take certain pills, certain medicines, where on a regular tinus will be makel for you to drink less than the shear, a small amount to wash down the pill of water. But over here on Yom Kippur, we're more machmer. So over here, it will tell you, prepare this strong tea essence beforehand, take less than the shear, and with that, wash down the pill that you need to take on Yom Kippur. Again, someone should speak to a rav beforehand, but that's an eitzah that would be given in order to wash it down. What else comes up on Yom Kippur? Also, to taste food, even if you're not going to swallow it, you're going to spit it out, is also aser. There's an interesting discussion. The Ramah says it's mutter to touch on Yom Kippur food and drinks and give it to the children. And we're not worried that maybe you'll come to eat or drink it if you're coming in contact with them. There's a Kivega, in a tshuva, he says over there that food on Yom Kippur is muksa. He takes on that it's muksa. He's discussing an interesting case over there, actually. Kivega is talking about where there used to be, in Tavresh Chavdala, it's brought down that there were those that fasted 2 days Yom Kippur. In Chutzarts, 2 days Yom Kippur in Chutzarts, Al Safi Tzfek the Yoma. They fasted 2 days. So what happens when Yom Kippur comes out Thursday and Friday? So then the discussion over there in the Goyim is, can they ask another Jew who's now fasting 2 days, right? Let's say my neighbor who's only fasting 1 day, I'm not able to fast 2 days, and they're fasting 1 day. So can I ask my neighbor to make food for me for Shabbos? On Yom Kippur, I'm going to ask them to make food for me for Shabbos. Which this is the makar to the 1 day asking, 2 days, I mean 2 days asking, 1 day is on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus. But this is what the sort of Kivega over there says. He has a problem. He says, 1 second, the food is muksa to this person who's given 2 days, and we have Migul de Skatzai, so it should be muksa on Shabbos. You should have to fast 3 days in a row. So he has a terrorist answer based on Tosfos and Beitza. But anyways, Kivega is mashman that the food's muksa. The Arsameach Smetami says, how can you say the food's muksa? You have to feed the children. You have to prepare food for after. Sometimes I'm saying you can't do malacha, but you can't say it's muksa. So Allah said the food's not muksa. You can feed your children the food. And what's permitted to prepare, you can prepare. But there's a Rashi that says even to cut the vegetables might be right. Kniv sayerek. It gives you more tzah, more inoy when you're dealing with the food. Okay, so that's achila. That's achila and shasiyah. You don't have to spit out your saliva. You can swallow your saliva. There are those that are marked on that, but you don't have to. Chewing gum is not permitted. Okay. What about rechitza? Rechitza on Yom Kippur. Now, rechitza, the getter to the Issa rechitza is rechitza shel tanuk. Rechitza shel tanuk, rechitza of enjoyment. It's with the purpose of to feel good. That's the rechitza es asa. A rechitza, which is with the purpose to feel good. Therefore, Shulchan Aruch says, if someone's dirty, has dirt stuck to his hand or dirt stuck to somebody, and just washing the dirt off. That's not rechitza shel tanuk. You're just doing it to remove the dirt. And therefore, someone who's a istinus, someone who really, really bothers him on dirt or sweat on his face, where he's just washing it off, not for tanuk, but just. So then there'll be room to be makel. But so rechitza of tanuk. What comes up is washing your face in the morning. So be'etzem, the Ramah brings that already, that the minhag is to be machmi even to wash your eyes and to just wash your face. The matter, if let's say you have after you dry your hands on the towel, so the towel's a little damp, so you wipe your face with the towel. That's fine. That's fine. And the tears you die in the morning when you wake up, or when you come out of the besikise, the bathroom. So we're not to wash until the knuckles. You don't have to have a ruler there, but until the knuckles. The question is, the obvious question is that why is that considered rechitz shel tainug? Why is that any different than when I have dirt on my hand? I'm washing off the dirt. But that's the minhag. Kohanim wash their full hands. Kohanim wash their full hands. Okay, Sicha, and Tafri Shedalet, Sicha. The get of Sicha, we say Sicha is Keshasiya, right? When I take I smear something into my skin. It's like my body is soaked into my body. So it's like Shasiya, like drinking. What's the get over here of the Isra Sicha? That's also Machlekes HaPaiskim. Some say it's only with oil, like the Pasuk refers to. Some say it's even other things. Deodorant is a question. And so, a solid deodorant, the solid bar deodorant, that's also on Shabbos, that's also on Yom Kippur. The meaning is not to use it. Because I'm in Mareach. But what about a spritz? What about a spray deodorant? So there are those that are machmir, but me'ekra din is shvi mata. If you're doing it in order to prevent sweat or to remove sweat, that'll be mata. The spray one. The Sif Beis discusses ne'ilas as a sandal. Now, from the Rambam, it's mashma that ne'ilas as a sandal is not just wearing a shoe, which is without leather, but it's also feeling the hardness of the ground. Because otherwise, what's the inui? What's the inui of, for some people, sneakers and slippers is what they wish they could do all year round. Walk without shoes. So, but it's feeling the hardness of the ground. And Chassam Sefer is a gois over here. Also, the Shmur brings it down. Brings down the Chassam Sefer that there's an Indian to feel the hardness of the ground. However, Aloch Lemais and Mishmur himself also points out that many Paiskim do not go there. And therefore, Aloch Lemais, you do not have to feel the hardness of the ground. You can wear whatever it may be that just doesn't have leather on it.
Is it better to wear something
at the bottom? If you want to be nailed like that, isn't it? But the Rebbe is just to cut out the sole. The Mash stepped on the ground. No, but I'm saying.
You say the hardness of the fork, not the shabby part.
What?
Say you have a sandal. Sandal has a very hard bottom.
So it hurts, but it's made comfortable.
Oh, sure.
Point is that it's a inoy.
Yeah, well, if you had been shooting it, it's not the ground. It's very
okay,
hard.
Same idea. Yeah. I never heard that. I've heard that people that go to sleep rocks under their head, lal tishaba. I never heard that people put rocks in their shoes. Rocks usually come into your shoes. You want to. No, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it comes from this idea. Okay. Those are basically the inuyim. Any questions on the inuyim? Anyone has any questions on it?
About standing on a towel.
Halachically, it's mutter. And as normally we say, you shouldn't daven barefoot. You should wear shoes when you daven. When you're kippah, you can daven even without shoes.
spray it even if it has a sweat.
So then be careful that you don't spray it onto your shirt. On your body, but okay. Tafresh Chav Dalet. Tafresh Chav Dalet speaks about Matzah Yom Kippur. Matzah Yom Kippur. So we have Havdalah. We have Havdalah. And it's Havdalah. Now, it's important for everyone to know, especially if you're davening Yeshiva, that you're allowed to drink water before you hear Havdalah. So in case it's already over the Zman and you're really holding by the hydrating, so you're allowed to drink water even though you didn't hear Havdalah yet.
This is
true every Shabbos.
By Mara, who I'd say it's
doesn't help you to eat and drink. That you need Havdalah, guys. Matter of fact, on a normal Shabbos, if you ate or drank before you heard Havdalah, you forgot Atochen Antanu, then you have to daven Rav Shmuel Nesser. If you said Atochen Antanu, you ate or drank before Havdalah, guys, then you have to say Rav Shmuel Nesser.
Even if you're in the middle of Me'ilah?
What?
Even if you're in the middle of Me'ilah, you can still drink?
Again, if the day is over and you're fainting, then yeah. Right.
Oh, it's better to wait for Havdalah.
Yeah, if you can wait, you can wait. But I'm just saying, you know, you should just know you have that option. Let's say finally, Matzah Yom Kippur, you got the hang of it, and you said, Melech HaKadosh, or Melech HaMishpatim. You don't go back. Chayotim says you don't go back. You don't have to go back. You can fix it technically, but there are those that know Matzah Yom Kippur to wash their hands. To wash the hands three times, because in the morning you only wash them to your knuckles, and there are sheets that should be until your wrist. Then there's also many places to wait to say Kishlevan until. Is there a Gemara Shabbos here? To say Kishlevan.
You could drink before Kishlevan.
Oh, sure.
You might have to. It says you should say Kishlevan and not on an empty stomach. I'll listen to this. Matzah Yom Kippur, there's an Indian to make a Suda. We blow the Shaifa. We blow the Shaifa Matzah Yom Kippur. Why do we blow the Shaifa Matzah Yom Kippur? So, Oy Marie, Asher Toikim, the Matzah Yom Kippur, Ene Olaydi Ashu Laila. To make it known that it's the night, v'yachilus b'neim shezano, feed their children their fast. V'gam la'ochen sudas matzi yom kippa she'ke'ein yontif. To be making to prepare the sudas matzi yom kippa that's ke'ein yontif. V'noi she'yisar apaiten. V'loike machzoyrim she'kosven she'tkiya zeich li'yoyvo. Right, the other reason that's more famous is zeich li'yoyvo. Taisa on Kufi down on base. Kilava taikim choshan v'shanim. Chihaya yevom choshan v'shanim. So the answer to that is because we don't know exactly the cheshman. So even shmita machleik is the cheshman. But he says the reason is, you see from here, this is in your sudam atiyam kippah. Okay, Mir Tashem, we'll see how it works out with the schedule of the shmuzim. But maybe this coming week, Sunday or Monday, we'll have a show on Yeshiva Sukkah, okay?